madhu,
honey,
and all these things, coconut even, and other things, we will do abhishek in the morning. And also archan and everything. So tomorrow you should be ready. From today you can collect. And we will also glorify him tomorrow. Today also something tomorrow. Nityananda Tattva, all speaker can speak. Nityananda Tattva, in Gaur Lila and also in Krishna Lila, with that and everything. You should be ready for that all. I may ask anyone, whether lady devotees or male devotees, all should be ready. What is the meaning? Not go so much
details.
Brief. Where Jugal Kishore went?
I think he went to the house.
Go on.
Srila Gurudev had requested me to speak about the meaning of this song. 2 years ago in Malaysia, it was Nityananda Trayodasi, and he asked me to speak about the meaning of this song. When I gave the first line, that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are as cooling as the moon rays multiplied millions of times, he asked me, what does it mean? Why is it that his lotus feet are more cooling than the moon rays multiplied by millions of times? So although I gave the translation, I couldn't tell why. So Gurudev told why. Because within his lotus feet, the dust of his lotus feet contains Braj Bhakti. Lord Nityananda is Baladev himself, who is a Kandakurakatva. Say Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Chandra, say Balaram, Sangha Sri Nityananda. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an expansion or manifestation, but he is Sri Krishna himself, so Lord Nityananda is directly Baladev himself, who is the source of all the Purusha avatar, Sheshanag, and in his original form, Baladev, he assists with all the pastimes of Krishna, and because he serves in all the rasas, he also manifests as Ananda Manjari to give the service of Srimati Radhika. So Lord Nityananda's dust of his lotus feet give that service for which all devotees in the line of Rupa Goswami are hankering. So his lotus feet are very cooling, just as if one is in the very hot sun and working all day in the midst of the summer. And then he comes out and the moon rays give a great relief. So the moon rays from the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda give the relief from the burning cycle of birth and death in this material world. Unless one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, he cannot attain the service of Radha and Krishna. All the gurus in our line, Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Viswanath Thakur, Bhadi Thakur, all the way down to Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, all the gurus in our line are all manifestations of a Kanda Guru Tattva, complete, undivided principle of guru, and that is Nityananda Baladev. Just as without guru, no one can attain the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna, certainly without a Kanda Guru Tattva, it's not possible. In the song Gauranga Bolite Abe, also, we pray, when will we attain Nityananda Prabhu's mercy so that all material desires and anxieties will become insignificant and so that we'll be able to attain Gauranga as he wept in Gambira or as he manifested his Leela in Navadvipa.
Give the meaning now.
The song. So, Lord Nityananda one who has not made his relationship with Lord Nityananda cannot have any freedom from the material world, and therefore he's no better than an untamed animal. One who has not made his relationship with Nityananda, he has to be attached to false ego. He has to be attached to this false conception of life, and therefore no matter what education or very high birth he has, it's all useless, because he's in the material world engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending just like an animal. On the other hand, anyone who's taken shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Nitya means eternal, Ananda means happiness. So anyone who has touched the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which we should be holding on to, he also attains eternal happiness. As if one touches electricity, he becomes electrocuted. So if one touches the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda through his own bona fide guru, then he attains eternal happiness. So Narottam Das Thakur is praying that you are the reservoir of eternal happiness. Because of you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is available to the living entities. Therefore, because you are the reservoir of eternal happiness, and I am so unhappy in this world, having forgotten the Lord, having been disconnected with you, and so disconnected from Lord Chaitanya, therefore I pray to you to make me happy. How? By giving me a corner of your lotus feet, by entering me into your service, or entering me into the service of the Guru Parampara and following them to become a servant of Srimati Radhika.
Namo Vishnu Pada. You have no kartal? Oh, anyhow you should collect kartal. It is yours? Yours. It's always with you. You can buy one for you. For other devotees also. Where is yours? Lost. Always with kartal. If coming to classes, you should bring all you. Where is yours?
Yesterday I put it in Maharaj's luggage.
And? And they had taken?
I take it in my hand luggage, but they don't allow the airplane. So I put it in his luggage and I forgot to take it.
They allow me.
But when come, please bring kartal. Otherwise, I will tell you to stand up on the bench. From tomorrow, from evening class. Oh, you remember any kirtan of Nityananda Prabhu? Very quickly. Then in evening. Can you do in morning? Very quickly. One time only. Not on? Baddha Karuna Sindho Katiya Mohan Ghare Ghare Bhule Prem Nadi Ami Arba. What is the meaning?
Baddha Karuna Sindho Mithai. Nityananda Prabhu is like an ocean of mercy. Kateya Mahan. Gare Gare. Nityananda went to house to house.
But, go serially. Abaddha Karuna. Don't see.
I'm not in Bengali.
This is English or Bengali.
Nitai Kutiya Mahan.
Abaddha Karuna Sindhu. Katiya Mahan. What is the meaning?
There was an ocean of mercy.
No. Not like this. You should tell by now.
He's like an ocean of mercy.
No.
And he broke that bank.
No.
And that mercy could flow out.
Again, try to tell.
There was a
Abaddha Karuna Sindhu.
There was a stock of unlimited mercy.
Oh.
But Nityananda Prabhu, he broke that bank, and so the mercy could flow everywhere. The mercy of Brahma.
Even not in rail. Okay. You yourself. Sin Bandhu.
Yusuf. I don't know anything.
Oh, you have no connection with them.
No,
all
no,
these
no.
things. Very good. Really. Oh, Mridangwala.
He's broken up on the storehouse of love of God and he's freely distributing
everywhere. In the world, but very good.
Ocean of mercy was tight.
Over intelligence, person cannot give explanation. Don't be over intelligent. What?
The ocean of mercy was abada. It was tight. It was closed. And Lord Nityananda, he broke open and made a channel by which this love of mercy can be distributed.
How?
Through.
Ghare ghare bule prem.
He went house to house giving.
Ghare ghare bule prem means
door to door.
Who door to door?
Lord Nityananda.
No.
Oh, this is hidden. Prem, love was going door to door. Like a banya, like a flood.
In flood, water.
Acha lo, tumi bole lo. Bolo phelo to. Bolo phelo. Bolo. Are bolo na jaldi. Bolo to. You should speak. Abadda Karuna Sindhu, Katiya Mohan, Ghar Ghar Bule Prem. Explain. Bolchi to bolo.
Abadda Karuna Sindhu, Katiya Mohan. Ghare ghare bule prem amiyaraban. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought from Golok Vrindavan Krishna prem. And it was like damming the river. Similarly, it was like stagnant. If somehow or other if the dam broke down, then water will come very force. And that water will enter everywhere. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu, being causeless merciful, he cut the dam which was stagnant of...
Which was blocking the water.
Blocking the water. So when Nityananda Prabhu cut down that Mohana, means at the narrow passage, that water will come very quick. He cut down that all water, means prem, and became flood. During flood, water will move here and there, no need to make any canal or channel to take water here and there. It will overflow here and there. Similarly, the prem now moving here and there, like what? Amiyaravan, nectar of flood, flood of nectar, is moving here and there everywhere.
Okay, clear? Nityananda Prabhu cut the blockage and then ocean of love was free to come to this world everywhere, door to door. Where it was blocked, what was that prem, love? Himself, Sachinandan Gaurhari. Unnato Jal prem he brought, he was himself. And Nityananda Prabhu is who? His whole mercy. Mercy, whole mercy collected is Nityananda Prabhu. Guru is the mercy of?
Condensed mercy of Bhagavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it was anyhow
blocked.
But Mahaprabhu, or requested Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. And he forced him to give his love and affection everywhere in this world. And we see now everywhere in this universe. So no Kalikriya avatar in this. We are very, all are suffering. So many problems. We are all sufferers. All sufferers. We know this, but we don't take the shelter of Nityananda. I think that if you will take the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, quickly he will manage everything and we can be happy. It may be sometimes he may a big operation or minor operation, it depends on him. Where he did operation, you know, Buddhimant Khan. He told that, oh, with your dynasty, Muslims would cut away.
Ramchandra Khan.
And they will cook here. And you will all be finished. This is big operation. And sometimes minor operation he does. And sometimes, oh, with full mercy without anything. Causeless mercy. To Raghunath Das, causeless merciful. He has not done anything. And Shivanand, minor operation. All this is minor operation.
What? What was exactly the dam that blocked the mercy?
That was like time. Krishna came. Oh. And he tested love and affection. Mahaprabhu came. But when he will come, how he will come, and who will assist Nityananda Prabhu? Mahaprabhu first ordered Nityananda Prabhu. Suno suno Nityananda, suno Haridas. Amar Agyay. What that order was? What that order was? Or to grip fame and love and affection. If anyone chants and give at once, Prem. He went to Yagai Madhai, bogus person. And at once, oh, they were not agreed to chant name. You must chant. And they followed what? Quickly attacked. But even he gave love and affection. It was blocked in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu opened. Don't kill. And that time you cannot kill. You are bound not to kill. What do you say? You are bound to give prem, and for this you have come and promised. So you should fulfill your promise. This is like a cutting muhana. So many times. So, if you will take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, very quickly you will out of all the problems. So, you should come just before 5 so that I may come and we will have enough time, 5 to 7, 8. And we'll discuss about glorify Nityananda. But with all kartal.
You said if we take shelter of Lord Nityananda, all problems go away. How exactly does one take shelter of Nityananda?
Oh, so many. So many. They took shelter.
But how?
How does one take shelter?
What is the process of taking shelter of Nityananda?
How? In this world, we take shelter to anyone. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu, like Saranagati, 6 limbs, this should be applied to Nityananda Prabhu very quickly. You are my everything. I have offered myself in your lotus feet. Have so much faith in Nityananda Prabhu. Anukulya sankalpa pratikulya vivarjanam. Rakshaisratiti iti viswasu goptitve varanam. If Krishna is supporting, nourishing and saving us, why to be worried? Why? Nothing. All tatsu will come. Renounce will come. Your all misfortune will go and you will be. If any you want that all these things is good, worldly attachment is good. I should have so much money. Nityananda Prabhu, what will? Oh, he will cut all these things and give transcendental love and affection. He knows how you can be. He will not do according to your advice. He is not subordinate. Understand? He is not subordinate that he will, what should I do? Then Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu, what should I do for you that you can be happy? No, he will not, never. What he will think? Major operation, minor operation, love, affection, what he wants it.
But still we see that sometimes those who present themselves as devotees, they obtain so much wealth and position, and because they chant with aparat, we understand.
Now, in both ways, maybe it depends on that devotee.
Yes.
Sometimes by namabhasa or namaparat, it comes. But for Yudhishthira, how it came so much opulence to him? By offense? Or he wanted to serve and to give inspiration to whole world that, oh, you should not be beggar if you are. But that case is rare. Very rare. And thus. But
if someone told me that later in the Kali Yuga, people will not recognize Mahaprabhu as God, as Krishna. Is this true?
Who told you?
I don't want to say.
End of Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga says Kali, look at Mahaprabhu ka Krishna gula chinte parbe na.
They will dispute if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Baba.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this, no Kali, Kalki avatar. So up till last, the effect of Harinam will go on.
But some people, some Pashandis, they may say.
Even today, even in Satyug, Treta, Dwapar, Kali. No.
Prajna Prabhu, he was speaking of Nama Pradhan, Namabas. So just in Brisbane, you were discussing Namabas, and still devotees, still there's some
confusion.
Confusion. That one who is chanting Namabas.
Huh?
By chanting Namabas, then all Prabdha, Aprabdha, everything.
There are so many kinds of Namabas, you should know. All Namabas are not same. Understand?
Yes.
Chaya Namabas, Pratibimba Bhas, they are not same. By Pratibimba Namabas, all sins and all will not go.
But if somebody is.
But by Chaya Namabhas, if it is, then.
So in this Chaya Namabhas, for instance, Swamiji, he came in 60s, and many hippies, and they're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They're not Mayavadis, they're ignorant, innocent. So by this type of chanting, can this be said to be Chaya Namabhas?
Yes.
So by that chanting, then all sinful activities.
Oh, but when they will? At once?
At once it will go away or gradually?
So I think in Madhurka Dambini.
You should know that if a rope is burnt in fire,
form is still there.
Form is still there.
No,
no? There are so many examples. It will take so much time. In Ramanuja, we can tell. Ajmer also. Ajmer also. Oh, like burnt rope. He did so many namabhas repeatedly. Oh, Narayan, come. Oh, Narayan, come. Oh, Narayan. Up till the last day of his death. Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling that first namabhas was enough for all these things. But he repeatedly did. So this is like
sadhana.
But he never knew all it. And his all offenses, all
sin
prarabdha, aprarabdha, kuta, vidya, all were gone.
Which first?
Gradually doing. All his sins, prarabdha, aprarabdha, kuta, all were gone. But he never realized. When he realized?
The messenger of John came, then he realized.
No? And he saw that his death has been
crossed, stopped.
Then he knew. Oh. And he heard the dialogue very
minutely,
all these things. And then he thought, they are my guru. And they chant the name, they glorified Narayan and his kirtan and everything. No? And they became their guru. And after that he wanted to touch the feet, but they disappeared at once. And then he knew that, I have chanted and the fruit of this result is that, death had been stopped. Then I should chant now pure name, pure mantra. And then he went to Haridwar. And he practiced, I don't know how many months or years, I don't know. It has no. At that time it was Satya Yuga. It may be 1,000 years, more than 1,000. And then love came for Parabrahma Narayan. And then he was totally pure, purified. And then again they came. And as a result, if it was something lacking, everything was now completed and they took him. Indruva, you see. Indruva. Even at the time of his death, in the last time, Vishnu Dut came.
Messenger of Vishnu
came with aeroplane. But he told that, where is my mother? He has some attachment. That is why he was stopped here in this world through to Lok he went. Vishnu Lok. Not there. Liberated. He was not fully liberated like Ajami. Ajamil went there to
Vaikunth.
And he was stopped in this
universe,
Harilok.
Ramapriya
Vaikunth. So this is different from that Parabrahma. So there are so many differences. Don't have any doubt. Madhura madhura metat mangalam mangalam. Sakala nigama valli satphalam chitsaru. Sakritapi parigitam sadhaya helayabha. Bhrigubara naramatram tarayita krishna. Even it is enough. Sakritapi parigitam shraddhaya. With honor. Even not by shraddha.
Helaya.
Oh, this is namabhas. And he will cross all the things.
Gurudev, you were saying about the people who ignorantly or innocently were chanting Hare Krishna when our Prabhupada came to America. And then you started talking about the burnt rope. So what is the continuation of that? You didn't finish. What is their situation?
I don't remember.
The ones who were coming in contact with Swamiji while he was chanting Hare Krishna, hippies, they chant namabhas.
I was telling. In Srimad Bhagavata it has been written. second slok. On last line.
Prithivi susrusubhi tatchanat. Saddo hriddo varuddhate.
Saddo saddo avaruddhate hriddha. Susrubhi tat. Susrubhi tatkhanat. What is the meaning of tatkhanat? Immediately. What is the meaning there? If anyone is hearing Harikatha from beginning with so many unearths, no? He is full of all unearth. But he now begins to hear Harikatha of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are hearing with taste also and Shraddha. But we are not, even in Golok Vrindavan. Why? Oh, Tathakanaj is okay. For unlimited
time,
we are in this world. And if you are going in some time, but we have come in the way, and now we are walking in the way, oh, this is Tathakanaj for that. Yeah. For unlimited time, if in year, to birth, oh, it is what?
Immediate.
Don't have. Try to reconcile.
The example is also given when we have a fan and we take out the plug.
Yes.
Still it is running, but it will stop very soon.
If it will stop, rail,
bicycle
even, you stop. Pedal. And it will go so much. And rail 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 mile, 4 miles can go. But it has a stop. So Tathakanaat no home.
We have many hippies were chanting, but not all were chanting Namabhas. So I have one question. It must be very rare.
What you told? What he told?
All the hippies were chanting Namabhas or
no. He said during the time of Swamiji, many hippies chanting Harinam. But some chanting Namabhas and some not chanting Namabhas.
This is why?
So I want that.
Don't doubt. Don't doubt. And this is your likeness. Don't doubt. All they can. They cannot come to them.
Yamadutta had never seen before. They said, what is this we don't know?
Who?
Yamadut, when I took.
They can do wrong, but not Vishnu Dut.
No, at the time of Ajamil.
The Yamadut is when you take, but they had never heard of this before. So Namabhas must be very rare.
No, not rare. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu came. Those who will do. If not any offenses to Vaishnav, Namaparad, and they will do Namabhas. Anyhow, they have come in the way, and very soon they will, in so many verses they will go. Don't doubt. What has been written in Sahasra, all correct.
And Namabhas cannot destroy Aparad also.
Yes. Gradually, if continuous doing Namabhas, if Aparad, it will go. If you are falling down on the earth, earth taking
shelter.
You can stand up. So if you have done anything wrong, offenses, so many, again, if you are chanting, continuously, repenting, with repentance, then, Gaur Praman. What is the time now? 8?
Thus ends the class in the morning of the 25th of February 2002 in Cessnock, Australia. Hare Krishna.